Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Toscalito Tire and Automotive, with four Marin locations, plus the marina in San Francisco and Vallejo. Toscalito, more than just a tire store. Today from AT&T Park, our special guest is Giants right-hander Sergio Romo. Sergio, first time you're talking to us here on Inside China Basin. Just tell us about, you know, the season, because going out early, having to rehab and everything, it had to be frustrating. Are you super pumped up to just be back out there and pitching well?
Well, definitely glad to be back and active. You know, it's definitely tough, you know, being the guy MIA, so to speak. You know, getting hurt is never easy, never fun. The cool part about it was I never felt absent, you know, from being as part of the team. You know, my teammates are, you know, very caring and very supportive, you know, and like included me in everything, which made me feel, you know, made me feel good. You know, made me feel welcome and well respected, you know. So, but also, tough part watching them, you know, go to battle, you know, toughen them, you know, like not being able to help them out, you know, physically. You know, I'm always only there as a cheerleader, so to speak, and, you know, motivational, try to just pick them up and lift them up and whatnot. Heck of a run that they made, too. You know, they played, you know, some great baseball during that stretch, also. So, which helps a little bit. But still not being able to help out, you know, that's the tough part.
When you're in your rehab, I would imagine that one of the big tests for you was to go back-to-back games, you know, just to make sure that everything was okay. You know, how anxious were you? Because you might go out and throw. And I know you even started to rehab, and then you had to go back. You know, had to shut it down and start over again. So how frustrating was that part of it?
The setback, I mean, that was kind of one of those things that kind of came out of nowhere. You know, I was feeling fine, you know, the first go around, I was feeling fine. I was feeling great throwing the ball well. Also felt really close. You know, all I needed to check off was the back-to-back, and I was unable to do that. And it is frustrating, especially, you know, there's a lot of time and effort put into it, you know, not on my own behalf, but trainers also, you know, a lot of help from our staff, you know, minor leagues and the big leagues, of course. I guess the hard part was, you know, stay focused, you know, staying on the grind, understanding that there was still light at the end of the tunnel. It wasn't a huge setback, but it was still enough to, like, ring a bell, you know, to set some alarms, like, oh, you know, it's enough to shut me down. So glad I was able to pass that. And, I mean, I'm glad to be able to help out. I'm active, you know. My name's on the score sheet every day right now. It's been, you know, for the last couple of weeks, and it's a good feeling to see your name on the score sheet.
We'll have more with Giants righty Sergio Romo right after this.
You have to admit, collecting World Series titles is a new trend for the Giants, but at Toscalito Tire and Automotive, they've been winning since 1971 with quality tires and reliable auto and light truck repair at six Bay Area locations near you. Toscalito Tire and Automotive will take care of you like family. After all, this is a family business started by two nice Italian boys, Ken Toscanini and Vince Ippolito, who combine their skills, knowledge, passion for cars, and their names to create Toscalito Tire and Automotive. With four Marin locations, plus the marina in San Francisco and Vallejo, Toscalito, more than just a tire store.
How much of a challenge is it when you go out there, you know, the first few times in a major league game after rehabbing in the minors? Just, I would think the adrenaline is just so much different. I mean, of course the competition is, but just the adrenaline and trying to control that. I mean, and you've been around a long time, but still, you know, to come back that first time.
Well, coming back the first time, the excitement, plus it was 4th of July this year, so, like, we had the cool uniform day, everyone's, you know, great day game, great atmosphere, great sold-out crowd at AT&T Park. I mean, it's kind of hard to not be excited in general, just for a regular, normal day of baseball, and let alone me coming back after 3 months, you know, getting my name called right away, that was real cool. I was really thankful of that. You know, Bochy was active that day, name on the scorecard, and sure enough, my name's in the box score, so it was really cool to get it out of the way. I was glad that it went well also. it's kind of funny that it was heart of the order against the Rockies, you know. Here's one of the best hitters in the game, or here's one of the best lineups in the game. It's like, oh. the excitement was fun. Believe it or not, I got not as excited, but I was close to it every time I pitched in the minors. There's also, the crowds are not the same. There wasn't the second or third tiers, in the stands, but the lights were still, in my eyes, they were still equally as bright, and the excitement was still there. The fact that my name was getting called when the phone rang, it really does get the blood pumping.
How about some of those kids, too? I mean, when you're down in San Jose, and maybe it brings back memories. And Ty Ross, your catcher, he told me a funny story about how when you were facing Yasiel Puig and you're facing Rancho Cucamonga, the Dodgers affiliate, that you're shaking off signs, but you're still throwing the pitch that he put down. But you're shaking it off. I mean, you're throwing them off. I don't know if you've done that at the major league level, but that was a pretty cool story, I thought.
I do. I mean, I don't have I don't particularly throw many pitches, Like, even though with the pitches I have different variations of them, which in a sense could be different pitches. But for me, it's part of the game also, somewhat of a chess match. It coincidentally, I'm facing other guys that are facing the big leagues. I'm facing them in the minor league rehab assignments. And, like, it's not like anybody's not dangerous with the bat. Everybody that steps in the box with a bat in hand, no matter what level, no matter where you're playing, is just one swing away from doing some damage regardless, and so coincidentally I'm facing guys that I've seen before, so in those moments, it's playing the game, but it's also a game within the game, the chess match, just to shake off a little bit, knowing that I'm going to throw a pitch already, just shaking off to thinking, okay, wait, does he even have another pitch? Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just fun and games, I guess.
Is there anything that you've been able to pinpoint as far as facing lefties? Because earlier in your career, you were really good against lefties. Last year, the numbers didn't suggest that you were pitching as well. But is it just a pure execution thing? Is there something that maybe you're looking at the second half of this year that, maybe you can do differently to, have more success against them?
I think there was a little bit of an adjustment. I think I was a little bit too predictable, like one-dimensional. I think most people think I'm one-dimensional against righties also, which kind of feel that I'm starting to change that a little bit. Not that I'm pitching away from that purposely, but it's, I'm just pitching, I'm trying to adjust to the game because the game's always adjusting to you. And, the one thing about this game is you never know what's going to happen next, So like the hitters, they can make the adjustment pitch to pitch. I need to be able to do the same. Like I said a little bit ago, it's a chess match, I'm not a new kid on the block anymore, so to speak, I was joking around, walking around today because I got this guy, got my eight-year card, you know what I'm saying? So like that type of stuff, like it's not like I'm not new, there's a huge book on me by now. And so I think just more pitching and being smart about my stuff, execution, I feel, when the focus is there, the execution is there also. So at the end of it all, I mean, it's literally just adjusting. As long as I can keep adjusting to the game, it's not even doing that much different. I think I faced Kemp the most in my career. And the other day when I faced him in San Diego, I struck him out with, and it looked like I surprised him. And I'm like, wait a minute, I faced you so many times. Like, what was surprising about it? I'm trying to think about what was surprising about it, and that type of thing. So it's like, it's still a chess match out there, even, after all these years. So I got to pitch. I got to be smart. And, I don't have this stuff that I can miss over the plate too often with. So, it really is down to execution, believing in my stuff, but it's about adjusting. It's just adjusting hitter to hitter, pitch to pitch. If it be showing inside, just going away, going up, going down. I mean, throwing the changeup a little bit more often now, so I think there's certain adjustments that I've been making.
More with Sergio Romo in just a moment.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-LOGO.
Is it hard to, you know, lend your experience to some of the young guys? I mean, when you're out there, you're making your adjustments. But, you know, guys like you and Javier Lopez, Santiago Casilla, you guys have been around for World Series. You've got some of these young guys. I mean, how do you even pull them aside to teach them some of the things that you have learned and what they can maybe do better?
Well, I think experience tells all. You know, some of these guys, these younger guys, they're fearless, you know, and they have confidence through the roof, and rightfully so. They have the stuff to back it up, you know, and for them, it's all, in my opinion, it's all about just going through it, you know, walking the road and learning who you are, figuring out who you are in this game, and strengths and weaknesses, you know, so to speak, limitations and what you can and cannot do. The ways you complement each other, you know, not just one guy is the staple of a bullpen. It's everybody complementing. Without a good sixth inning guy, there is no seventh inning. Without a good seventh inning, there is no eighth inning guy. Without no eighth inning, there is no ninth inning. So, like, I think that is probably the one thing that I feel that they've picked up the most is, you know, learning how to complement each other. It's not one guy's the star, not one guy has a light. Everybody finds a way to do, not do what you can do, but, or what you cannot do, but it's more so complement the effort edge time. And I mean, I think we have stuff, we're so diverse with our stuff also. It's not like one guy throws the same as the other. So I think also, you know, it's just literally more so they come to us too. It's like they're not afraid to come ask for advice or to come sit there and say they're, you know, they're also, they seem to be students of the game up to this point. Young-minded, confident, but willing to learn also. That's a great combination.
To finish up, Sergio, you know, in watching the Hall of Fame induction speeches, I don't know if you had a chance to see it at all, but especially with Ken Griffey Jr., just the emotion that was there as far as the Mariners, you know, his first team giving him a chance. And you've been with the Giants your whole career, and there was a chance maybe you could have signed somewhere else, but here you are. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I mean, can you relate to maybe what Griffey was saying? And even Piazza, to some extent, you know, you could tell just how much he appreciated being with the Mets, at least.
Yeah, there, an opportunity to be somebody is all we really ever asked for, you know. Some of us have found it through baseball, and some of us through other sports, some of us through other occupations. You know, you find your niche, you find that thing that makes you happy, passion, you know, brings that passion out of you. And for those that have helped us along the way, for those that, you know, who have given, help us create those opportunities, you know, it's hard to not be appreciative of that and show gratitude towards those people or those organizations, so to speak. In my case, there's 29 other teams that could have drafted me, and they didn't. You know, I was pick 850-something overall, so there was 700 or 850-some-odd guys picked ahead of me. That means there was that many organizations also, in a sense, that didn't pick me. I'm really thankful for that chance. You know, I'm not, I can't promise you that I would have made it to the big leagues in another organization. I can't promise you I would have had the same successes or whatnot, because, I mean, I don't really know. That's, you know, that's TBD, I guess, or for God to only know, you know. But I do know that the Giants gave me a chance to be somebody. They took the time to, you know, scout me first off. They took the time to sign me. They cared enough to help me grow as a human being, not just as a baseball player. You know, and I've changed my life big time for the better because of this organization. I'm very thankful for that. It's hard to ignore history. You know, 3 World Series, let alone with the guys. I mean, I've played with even some of these rookies, you know, like first-year guys. I've played with them in the minors also, and here I am in my 9th big league season. You know, in a sense, it is a family, so I'm really thankful for all these experiences big time.
All right, Sergio. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. Good luck the second half of the season.
Thank you, boss. That's what's up.
That's Giants right-hander Sergio Romo. Coming up on Friday, we'll be podcasting from AT&T Park in San Francisco as the Giants take on the Washington Nationals. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.